What is the longest prayer in the Bible? The longest prayer in the Bible is found in Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 5 through 38. I would encourage you all to read this prayer of praise to the Lord. We read in Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 3, it says, "And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God." As a point of reference, let's look quickly at John 11:9, where it says, "Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world." So a typical day consists of 12 hours of sunlight. So returning to Nehemiah 9, we see that for 1/4 part of the day, or for 3 hours, the people read the book of the law. They then confessed their sins and worshiped the Lord for another 3 hours. And after that, the priest stood and led the people in this wonderful prayer of praise and confession that takes up the remainder of the chapter. Again, I encourage you all to read this prayer. It includes remarks about God's great mercy and the history of the people of Israel. It includes confession of the sins and disobedience of the people of Israel. It includes remarks of the Lord's dealings with his people and their sins and his mercy in bringing them to repentance and recovery again and again. I'm particularly impressed with the wonderful confession made in verse 33 that says, "Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly." So, realizing that Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 5 through 38 is the longest prayer in the Bible, let's take a moment to look at the shortest prayer in the Bible. Matthew 14, 23 through 33 is probably familiar to most of us. It says, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they which were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Did you notice the prayer? It was Peter praying, saying, Lord, save me. In just 3 words, making it the shortest prayer in the Bible, Peter called upon the Lord for salvation. What an effective prayer it was. The Lord responded immediately and saved Peter from drowning. I wonder, dear friend, if you have ever realized that you are in imminent danger of perishing. Have you ever called out to the Lord for salvation? Has your heart cried out to the Lord, saying, Lord, save me? If not, I pray that today you would see your need of salvation and come to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, confessing him as Lord and Savior and trusting him for salvation.